Module 3, your 1 hour prep plan. How just 1 hour or less can transform your weeknight meals. Here's what you'll learn in this video. First, we'll look at all about mise en place. How we home cooks can use this chef secret to our advantage. And then we'll look at 6 easy ways to use mise en place to your advantage. And then we'll look at a quick overview of your 1 hour prep plans for this module. So firstly, what is mise en place? So mise en place is a French term that's roughly translate as put in place. So in cooking, it's used to describe the practice of chefs preparing food up to a point where it is ready to be used in a dish during food service. It may be as simple as washing and picking herbs or individual leaves or chopping vegetables. Or it may be more complicated, like caramelizing onions or slow cooking meats. So the main benefit in a restaurant is that makes it much quicker and easier to get food on the table after the customer has ordered. So you know it's pretty amazing when you think about it. If you go out for dinner, there's, you know, 6 people at the table, everyone's ordering something different, and, you know, it's very rare that you have to wait more than, you know, 20 minutes or 15 minutes even to get some food. So really, if chefs weren't using mise en place, that just wouldn't be possible. So the secondary benefit is that the preparation can help extend the shelf life of fresh produce, and we'll go into more on that soon. So how can we home cooks use this chef's secret to our advantage? So the first thing is that we can take this concept of prepping when we have time so that we can save time later. So by taking time on weekends to do a little mise en place preparation, we can make it much quicker and easier to get dinner on the table when we come home from work late and everyone is hungry and tired. And then the second thing is we can use mise en place to prolong the shelf life of our produce as well. So cooked ingredients tend to last longer than fresh. This is because cooking reduces the amount of bacteria in the food, and cooking destroys enzymes, which can also cause spoilage. So employing a little mise en place not only saves time, but it also reduces waste, which is great. So for example, a slow cooked meat dish will last in the fridge for a few weeks, whereas a fresh piece of meat will, you know, only last for a few days. And a similar thing goes for if you have like a fresh bunch of spinach versus if you have some, you know, a container of wilted spinach, you know, the vast difference in how long they'll last. So moving on. So now we'll look at 6 easy ways of using mise en place at home. So first is pre-cooking grains or legumes. So dried grains and legumes such as rice, barley, lentils, chickpeas, and beans tend to take between, you know, 30 minutes to 90 minutes to cook, and longer if you factor in soaking time for beans and chickpeas. But once they're cooked, grains and legumes will keep in the fridge for a few weeks, which is awesome. And you can keep them for either, and all they need then is to be reheated and they're ready to eat. So it's almost instant food. And you can even, to keep them even longer, you can freeze them. And this is a great option because they tend to keep their shape and they don't clump together, so they're quite free-flowing, kind of similar to frozen peas, so that they defrost really quickly. And, you know, you can take frozen legumes on the table, you know, 10 minutes less kind of thing. Then, and second idea is pre-cooking meat or fish. So fresh fish and meat is highly perishable, as you probably know. So using mise en place to pre-cook dramatically increases keeping time. Poaching keeps everything moist, so it's an excellent method. But roasting or even pan frying can also be employed. And, you know, any method that you use to cook, barbecuing, any method you use to cook meat or fish or poultry can be used there. And same goes for boiling eggs. So option number 3 is wilting vegetables. So wilting veg prolongs their shelf life primarily by deactivating enzymes. So methods that you can consider are things like sauteing, steaming, or even boiling really briefly. Roasting vegetables. So roasting veg can take at least 30 minutes or longer for, up to, you know, an hour and a half for large pieces of beetroot. So having a stash of pre-roasted veg opens up a whole world of possibilities for quick and healthy dinners. And this is one of my favorite things to do on the weekend, you know, roast some beets or some sweet potato or something or pumpkin. And then you have heaps of different options on how to use it. Way number five is making sauces or preserves. So sauces can transform a meal from being ho-hum to amazing. And the balsamic onions from this module are a great example. So we'll cover 10 of my favorite quick sauces next week in module four when we master the art of adaptation. And then option number six is fully preparing meals. So do-ahead dinners are another easy way to harness the benefits of mise en place. So we'll have more on this in module five. So moving on. So your 1 hour prep plans, here's a quick overview. So this module, we've got five different prep plans. I don't want you to feel overwhelmed by that, but I did want to give you a lot of choice. So with each plan, I decided to keep it simple. So each plan just has one recipe that goes with it. And the times for those recipes vary from 15 minutes for the sautéed greens to an hour for the caramelized onions. So it's up to you to kind of choose how much time you want to spend. And then for each prep plan or each prep recipe, I've given you three different dinner recipes to use each prep item. So it's giving you a lot of different options of things, of ways to do that. And most of those are new recipes to the class, but there are a couple in there like the rice with greens. So rather than using frozen spinach, we're going to be using, if you choose to do the prep plan with the sauteed greens, we'll use sauteed greens instead of frozen spinach in that recipe. So I've just, you know, kind of expanded there so that it gives you more options on how to use recipes that we've already covered in the class. And really encourage you just to start small. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So just choose one prep recipe at a time, but we'll go into more on that when it comes to action steps, which is going to be now. So take action now. So the first thing is to choose a weekend prep plan that sounds the most delicious and the most exciting to you. Then schedule in some time this weekend or this week as well. Like, don't feel like you need to do this on the weekends. It could be, you know, after dinner on Monday night, you just go, okay, yeah, I'm going to spend 15 minutes or half an hour just prepping something for the rest of the week. Or it could be a Friday evening thing. You know, it's really up to you and your schedule. So you do need to schedule some time to make your prep recipe. And then all you need to do is use your mise en place and use your prep recipe for quick dinners during the week, and you'll be amazed at how much easier and less stressful dinners are when you start using this, just planning a little bit ahead and using this technique. So that's pretty much all. So what's coming up next? We've got module four, probably my favorite module, the art of adaptation. See you soon.